Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, regular listeners will know that I like to keep on top of what's happening in the world of leadership development. We all know AI might do some of the day-to-day heavy lifting, but for some tasks, now more than ever, we're going to need leaders engaging with their teams. My next guest thinks that the human connection that all good leaders should possess will be the key for business success. It's great to welcome Claire Brumby. She's the author of Forget Normal, I Want Magic, The 5 Rules of Leadership to the show this morning. Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on, Bobby. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, lovely to meet you. And tell us before we start, maybe a little bit about yourself and the reason you wrote this book, Claire.
So I'm based in the UK, and the reason I wrote this book is, so I'm a keynote speaker and leadership developer, and this book was ruminating around in my head for a couple of years. And the more people I spoke to, the more organisations I went into, and the more people I met, and as the world has been changing at massive rate in this past couple of years, it became quite apparent that the leaders needed more help and they needed more assistance in dialing up the human in the in the AI world. And so I wrote the book because I can see a solution to the problem.
Right. So put simply, when we think about AI, we think of process, we think of information, we think of automation. So the key message in your book is the human side to counteract all this. The importance of emotion. You use the term magic. Maybe bring us through that if you would.
Okay, so put simply, magic, if I give you a 60-second version, magic is the mindset, awakening, gumption, intuition and charisma. So mindset, lead yourselves before you can lead others. Awakening, no. Your why, otherwise you'll lose your way. Gumption is the one where we get off our backside and we take the action. Intuition is when we stop ignoring what our gut already knows. And the charisma is where we can piece it all together and have that human connection with our teams and with ourselves as a leader.
And when we talk about something like intuition, is that like gut feel?
It is. And it's, you know, the more there's more data and information and research coming through that our gut is actually our second brain. So it shouldn't have this label of it's not as important. It is really important. And I personally believe that when we can make decisions and lead with strategy and intuition combined, that is where we're going to make a massive difference and have a competitive edge, both as leaders and in organisations.
Yeah, I personally think that gut feel combined with experience is a very powerful dynamic when it comes to leadership.
Absolutely. And I just a couple of times when I went against my gut, and boy, did I pay for it when I didn't listen to this intuitive voice that was coming through. And so we really can't separate from our gut. And the more we embrace it, we're going to get faster and more real. We're going to get more adept at making these big decisions and being a holistic leader. And that's what the world needs. That's what the world needs.
You say as well, Claire, that traditional hierarchical and rigid methods no longer resonate in a world which prioritizes empathy, flexibility and authenticity. Mm-hmm. Let's just look at the two sides of that coin.
Okay, so I'm saying that, you know, for decades and decades and decades, we've ran on this hierarchical control command, patriarchal regime and leadership model. And not only has the world changed, but we've changed. You know, we're leaders are changing. And the thing is, the systems aren't fit for purpose in the new world. And so something's got to happen to make the two meet. And that's what this book does. It's the gap between where we've been, where we're going, who we've been, who we need to be, and developing into that for the new world that we're in, really. It's not just coming. We're actually there. And that this book bridges that gap.
It is, and I don't mean to sound cold or callous in this, but is there a danger sometimes that we over-empathize, that we're too sensitive to the needs of others within an organization, to the cost of getting the job done? Do you ever feel that, you know, maybe the younger workforce, they want to be mollycoddled more? they only, you know, they have different values maybe to what fellas of my age group might have had. Talk to me about your views on that.
Do you know what? I'm laughing and you can't see me, but you can probably hear me laughing.
Because I'm sounding like an old fuddy-duddy.
No, not at all. And this is a question, and I love that you've asked this question, because it's true, and that is coming through. But do you know what? Yeah, to answer you, yes, things can go too far the other way, but we've gone too far the other way in the control command and, you know, hustle and grind and all this sort of thing, because we've got, you know, burnouts on its increase. You know, some of the ways of working just aren't fit for purpose anymore. We don't have as much flexible working as we perhaps need. So there's a balance is what I'm saying. We can't be completely flexible and, you know, given to the whim of what you've said about this mollycoddling. There's a line through the middle, and this is what I'm delivering with magic. And what I'm saying is, and then also it's kind of like, well, okay, we need to challenge ourselves as leaders, because if the world is changing and we can't control those changes, we can control ourselves as leaders, right? So it's like, who do I need to become in this next iteration? And so the more we can really delve into our leadership skills, which is what this book is, the more we can handle if the mollycoddling comes through too strong. We can put, you know, we can put a stamp on that and redirect it in the right way. So whichever way we look at it, we need to become more adept as leaders. And so, but yeah, I hear you. And there's a way to work with all of that. And I do work with organizations when we've got a mixed workforce, you know, from sort of like 25 to the 60-year-olds. Yeah. And sometimes when I deliver keynotes, I'm hitting that sweet spot, which, you know, aligns with all of that audience, because the scene through it all is leadership.
Finally, can I ask you, Claire, about leadership by example? Again, I'm showing my age and my style. I would have been very much focused on you lead others by your own commitment and by showing examples, not doing their work for them, but showing that you're up to grafting harder than the next person and leading, as I say, by example.
Totally. You've got to knuckle down and do it yourself. And this is part of the charisma piece. You know, I've talked about the charisma. If you're a charismatic leader, you're going to take people with you on the journey. And you've done this in your, you know, in your insomnia years. You didn't build that just by standing by and you know, saying, do this. You know, you got stuck in and you did it. And you know, you grew that business. You had that gumption, what I'm talking about. And you had that charisma to be that visionary leader. And so, It's all in there. What I'm saying is, it's not a bias either way. We've got to bring everything up to a level, because there are certain things that I think the new world will not allow us to ignore in leadership.
How long did it take you to write the book?
It was in my head for a couple of years. So I developed the framework. I tested the concept as I was working with companies and delivering keynotes. And so actually physically sitting down and putting pen to paper or keypad to, you know, around 6 months.
All right. Well, look, it's a great read. Forget normal. I want magic. The 5 rules of leadership. The author is Claire Brumby. Thanks very much, Claire. Lovely to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Thank you. Have a great day.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.